Okay, so we're starting a vlog today, and like you said, we had our share of Vilchus Lashon Hara today. So Shmack, Rabbi Zimmerman's whole share was on saying over things you're not allowed to say. It was unbelievable stuff that he spoke about
He
there.
is so clear. Overshadowed, I couldn't get it. Everything he's getting was just so clear.
Yeah,
Shmack.
his I want to know more about his kid though. I don't really. I want to know about his son who knew the entire Bava Metzia when he was 9 years old. He's talking about Gemara and Mishnayos.
I don't know about him. Some of the chaver here were with him in Fallsburg. He was considered a very big bucket.
Surprising.
We came up in Yuma yesterday. What, that's what you're talking about, the chair?
Lashon
Oh, no, different Gemara. Yesterday, but Lashon
Hara.
Hara.
Okay, let's start. We have a couple minutes.
Lashon
Also, Lashon Hara. Now we're switching over to discuss the Makabel. You're not allowed to believe Lashon Hara, whether what was discussed was a Makom. We should not believe in our heart that what's being said is true. Because if you believe it, you're going to lower the stature of the Mdaber. Okay. Now, I always remember my one of my shkichim said over that there's a very hard din. Why shouldn't I believe it? Like, I have no reason. He's not a gay dog, like, I have no reason not to believe it.
Let me say something like he's on a certain level of Russia, so he read
Right.
the
So once he's
Gemara.
muxed to say Lashon Hara, he's also muxed to lie.
Right.
That's
You have to
right.
say he's a bad guy.
What?
What he's talking
We
about.
say
Then, what are we trying to understand? How is it possible to
right,
believe in it?
like it's a little hard to understand.
It's funny, when the Rambam says you have to believe something, everyone says, how can you say you have to believe something? Rashi says, don't believe something. Everyone's like, how can you say not to believe something?
The Rambam says to believe what?
The Rav says you have to believe, right? It appears in Rishnai, so people say, how can you believe? How can you command someone to believe something? The Chofetz Chaim says, don't believe. He says, can you say not
Basically,
to
everyone wants to do exactly whatever they
believe?
want, and they want to come to their own conclusions, decide whatever they want to decide, and not be told what to think. And you can't tell me what to think, you can only tell me what to do. Right?
Which is a fair.
What?
That's which is a
Fair
fair. Which is a
American.
fair. Decent.
I think I mentioned once. I think it said in one of the Lashon Hara English books. If it's a family, it was your family member, you wouldn't believe it's a family. You would update it differently.
It's true. Very often, people hear things about their family and they don't want to believe it. And when you don't want to believe something, you tend to either just like push the information to the back of your mind, or like
Tighten it up.
it's not exactly what they're saying, and maybe it was a different
You
circumstance.
know, it's an
And
old picture. The
you
Rebbe
know,
never knows. You never knows.
no, it's true. If someone, it's very common that people have this type of scenario with parents. And sometimes they could find out something about their parents that they don't really want to know. Just had this with someone was telling me, was discussing the situation with me. You know, that they found out that their parent was involved in something. Now, this was, let's say 11 years ago. And they never really wanted to believe it, so they came up with a lot of pshatim and what was going on. It's a common thing, right? It's like now that I'm 11 years later, I believe it. I mean, straight up, you know. But some of my siblings don't, you know. So, yeah, you're right. If it's it, there is ways to for tight information that you receive. But feeling like asking like beferish to see puray, be love hachiray ushrenya sa'avon b'kiflay, shumisapam makabel. We're not talking about that you are going to repeat the information or you are repeating the information because that would be equivalent to you yourself saying the Lashon Hara. V'makabel oiver b'loy sasa shenemar. Loy sisa shem ha'shav. Do not carry it yourself. V'homo chazal v'mechelta shezuhi azhara l'makabel loshen hara. Ulevad shar lavin v'asein ha'mitztarfen lezek v'kasavnu le'el b'psicha ha'in shom. V'homo chazal shekol makabel loshen hara roi l'ashlichoy l'klovim. Shenemar loy sisa shem ha'shav v'samach le'y So, it's an interesting, what's it called? Mida Kenegan Mida, right? So they bring that over here from Maral because why did the Kelev get the schos of
Lakel
Tashlichun, I say. Because so you can't keep him out here. We're worse than a dog. Dog Chach can keep his mouth shut. So he gets the schar for the Lakel Tashlichun, I say. You, who can't even do that, you're worse off than a dog.
No, the Makabal, not the dog.
Well, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting question on this pshat. I think maybe I'm going to suggest a pshat out of nowhere that we're taught. I don't know if in Chazal it's like that, but in American society for sure, we are taught. I'm not sure that this is true in the symbolism of Chazal, but for argument's sake, that Kalavim are very loyal. Yeah. Right, dogs are loyal.
There's a friend.
So. You are being disloyal by believing it, like we said before. In other words, if the person would be that close to you and you would care for them as much as you should, you wouldn't believe it. So you're violating your loyalty by switching over to the other side of the story where the person you should be loyal to and you should trust them given the cheskes kashus, and perhaps the idea is that you're violating that sense of loyalty by being makabel, and maybe there's a midah kedegan midah down there. Just throwing that out there. The possible pshat. They bring them from the Gra also, but the Gra and the other pshat are both about the misaper. So, I don't know if their pshat can really work with the way he's bringing it down. So, I hear. Okay. Then it says something fascinating. So, if you believe it, it's worse than the Oimroi. Why is it like that? What?
I just saw this on that.
So the Teretz is because it's the Lashon Hara is only coming to fruition through the Makabel. Because what's the Lashon Hara, we keep on saying, is the Hezek that's happening, right? So it's like Hazarik Asah a klis chuches from the top, and you remove the pillow. The removing the pillow is what Lemaisa made that the Maisa Zrika was able to be mazik. So the removal of the pillow is chayiv. Because it was pasag gire of the first one. So it's the same thing. I'm saying Lashon Hara, but if I know that you're not in the Kabbalah and can't do anything, I still may have done the Aver Ben Adam L'Makar, but I didn't do the Aver Ben Adam L'Chaver because it didn't mazik it.
So I mean, I can go tell Lashon Hara to any Chashim first.
I'd say you could. First of all, you're doing the Aver Ben Adam L'Makar. Second of all, you're less worse off than the Mechab. It doesn't mean you're smutter. But the Mechab Lashon Hara is what's making the Maisa Zrika into a Maisa Shvir. He's the one that's making that this Turaif as a Maisa Hezek. Because you wanted me to buy into this story and you wanted me to look down upon the Meduber. So I made it happen. So bringing it to fruition is the ikar isur, because you're being goymer the lashon hara. And then that's pshat. Okay. Unfortunately, next 2 nights I will not be here. Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll be traveling. Okay, so we'll pick it up on Thursday. Okay, and Thursday then we have a share at 9:15 from Rabbi Zimmerman about Lashonara. He's gonna speak about Lashonara to LS. How to informate, what information and how to give information for Shidduchim.